This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia sent a pair of long-range nuclear-capable bombers on patrol Saturday over its ally, Belarus, amid spiraling tensions over Ukraine. The Russian Defense Ministry said that the two bombers practiced interaction with the Belarusian Air Force and air defense assets during a four-hour mission. The flight followed several similar patrols over Belarus, which borders Ukraine to the north. The mission came as the Kremlin has moved troops from Siberia and the Far East to Belarus for sweeping joint drills. The deployment added to the Russian military buildup near Ukraine, fueling Western fears of a possible invasion. Russia has denied plans of attacking its neighbor Ukraine, but urged the United States and its allies to provide a binding pledge that they don't accept Ukraine into NATO or deploy offensive weapons, and that they roll back the alliance deployments to Eastern Europe. Washington and NATO have rejected those demands. French President Emmanuel Macron spoke with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and NATO head Jens Stoltenberg about the Ukraine crisis Saturday, ahead of traveling to Moscow and Kiev, according to his office. The Élysée Palace said the separate telephone conversations took place, quote, in the context of constant consultation between allies on the subject of the tensions between Ukraine and Russia. Macron is due to visit Russia and Ukraine next week. In addition, the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will head to Moscow and Kiev in the coming weeks to add to the diplomatic efforts to try to deter Russian President Vladimir Putin from launching an invasion of Ukraine and to find a way out of the growing tensions. The high-level visits come as China has backed Russia's demand that NATO be precluded from expanding into Ukraine. VOA News. Civilian self-defense training continued on the outskirts of Kiev on Saturday amid fears of that Russian invasion. Volunteers have joined former military personnel to learn how to handle weapons and administer first aid. Kiev residents from diverse age groups came to the outskirts of the city to be trained in the basic knowledge of how to defend themselves and their loved ones. The New York Times is reporting that a five-year-old boy was pulled from the depths of a 100-foot well in northern Morocco on Saturday, ending a five-day rescue operation. The boy had been stuck in the well near his home in the tiny village of Igrani since Tuesday afternoon. His condition was not immediately clear. The Times says his parents looked tired but calm as he was brought out on a stretcher and put into a waiting ambulance. Mali could set a new date for elections after leader Assimi Goïta asked lawmakers to review a transitional charter adopted after the first of two military coups that have upended the country's regional standing and relationships. The Transitional Council met Saturday for an extraordinary session to review the transitional charter, which expires this month. It was supposed to pave the way for a return to civilian rule after being adopted following the coup that ousted late former President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita in August of 2020. But the ruling junta, led by Goïta, who staged a second coup in May of 2021 and installed himself as interim president last month, ditched a presidential election set for February 27th, proposing that the poll instead be held in 2025. Cyclone Batsirai struck Madagascar's eastern region Saturday with strong winds and heavy rain. It was the second storm to hit the island nation in just a few weeks, according to a senior meteorologist. Batsirai made landfall more than 530 kilometers southeast of the capital amid warnings of widespread damage. Protesters again poured into Canada's capital early Saturday to join a convoy of truckers whose occupation of Ottawa to denounce COVID vaccine mandates is now in its second week. Police, who were out in force and erected barriers overnight to limit vehicle access to the city center, said they were expecting up to 2,000 protesters as well as 1,000 counter-protesters to join hundreds of truckers already clogging Ottawa's streets. Meanwhile, the U.S. state of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Saturday it was fraud for GoFundMe to commandeer, his word, $9 million in donations sent to support protesting truck drivers in Canada, and that he will investigate what he called deceptive practices by the website. Marissa Melton, VOA News.